Now, the Berejiklian state government has announced a $35 million investment into a startup hub in the CBD of Sydney. Now, startup hubs are basically spaces that can bring together a diverse group of people and help them develop and innovate products and businesses by a collaborative working space. Hub's going to be located on York Street above Wynyard Station, has $2,500 desks available. However, around 80% of those desks have already been allocated to existing incubators already assisting new businesses and startups in their early stages. Alex McCauley is the CEO of Startup Oz and the editor of a review of Australia's startup culture called the 2016 Crossroads Reports. Alex, good morning.
Hi, thanks, Nick, for having me.
Now, looking at this proposal, looking at this idea of a hub in the CBD and looking at $35 million, is this solid? Will this make a dent and make a difference?
Yes, it absolutely will, I think. In the Crossroads report that you mentioned, which is a sort of a snapshot of Australia's startup ecosystem across the country that we did at the end of last year, the number one recommendation from that report was that we, as a country, need to be developing more of these sorts of big, dense, international scale hubs to really unlock some of the potential of the startups that are currently really sitting dispersed around our major cities. So I think it will make a really big difference.
Now, is the CBD the best place to do it, though? Because we've seen a lot of movement towards regional hubs, or at least outside of that CBD, where maybe the infrastructure is a little different and there's not that kind of high rent feeling where it doesn't feel like most of the money is going on, you know, the actual land itself.
Yeah, it's a good point, Nick, but I think the CBD is the only place to do it in Sydney. We've currently got startup incubators and hubs around the fringes of the city in Ultimo and Surry Hills and Pyrmont and a few other places. And the ecosystem is crying out for a really central location. That was the feedback we got from almost everyone we spoke to.
Okay.
And the research suggests that actually access to centralized public transport and density are the two biggest factors in making these things work. So I think it's actually a really good move.
What is it about these hubs that can make such a difference for the startups involved?
Yeah, it's two big things. One is that in Sydney, obviously, space is at a premium. And so this is an area where the government's help is actually going to really make a difference for Sydney startups in particular. And, you know, as you mentioned, a number of incubators and accelerators and co-working spaces have already been accepted into this hub, and that's because their space is going to massively increase. So they're going to double or triple in size, most of them, and allow many more startups to come and join. The second thing that the research suggests is that around the world where these sorts of precincts have opened up, we've actually seen really big network effects start to take place where suddenly, you know, all these startups that were spread throughout a city, and I should say a state because there's a regional element to this startup hub as well, but all these startups that were otherwise spread around come together and provide a focal point for investors and customers to be able to understand and access the products that these companies are producing.
So it can actually help drive money into that industry.
Yeah, money and growth, which ultimately leads to job creation, which is the principal reason why the New South Wales government has said they're going to do this. I mean, the funding has come from Jobs for New South Wales, and their view is that this is actually going to create a lot of jobs in Sydney, and I think that's probably right.
Look, 80% of the desks going to existing incubators. Should there be more room for new startups?
Yeah, so there is room for new startups in those existing incubators. So,
okay.
So those desks have been allocated to existing co-working spaces, but those co-working spaces are currently bursting at the seams in their current locations, and they'll get two or three times as much space and therefore be able to accept another, you know, double or triple the amount of startups they currently have. So there is lots of space now opening up for new companies within that 80%.
Look, a couple of interesting stats I'd seen and hadn't seen before, quite shamefully. 17% of Aussie startups, only 17% of Aussie startups, have at least one female founder. Are we supporting female entrepreneurs enough?
We're not supporting them enough. I think there's a lot of work we can do on diversity in entrepreneurship. Unfortunately, we're actually doing pretty well by international standards.
Wow.
So it's as a sector, I think, around the world, you know, startups and technology for that matter needs to do better. It's a positive, I think, that we are actually one of the best places in the world for women to start tech companies, but we can still do much better.
And the other stat that I saw, 61% of startups in Australia founded by immigrants or their children. In your work, is there a particular mindset that just kind of pushes that startup culture?
Yeah, I mean, this is a phenomenon we see around the world. This is true also in the US, particularly of the most successful startups. It's more than 50% there too. I think there is a real entrepreneurial drive from people who have you know, moved to a new country and are prepared to start something new and build, you know. And that's something that we've been talking about a lot recently with the visa changes. We think there's really room at the moment for Australia to take advantage of the fact that other places are turning immigrants away, and there's an opportunity for us to, you know, get some really good people into this country to help grow the next wave of Australian businesses.
And just coming back to this actual kind of CBD hub we've been talking about, the $35 million hub, is this being replicated in other states, or do you think that if this proves to be successful, we might see other states kind of follow the Berejiklian government's lead?
Yeah, so this is the biggest in Australia by a significant margin. It's going to be 11 floors of a city high rise, and it's actually one of the biggest in the world, certainly the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere.
Wow.
So that's great. Actually, there is some good stuff happening in both Brisbane and Melbourne as well on building some startup precincts. Melbourne recently announced a big fintech, just financial technology startup precinct, and Brisbane's doing a couple of new developments in and around the CBD and Fortitude Valley. So I think there's a sense now around the country that this is something we really need to push forward on. But certainly this new one in Sydney is the biggest and the boldest move in this direction.
Alex McCauley, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Alex McCauley there, CEO of Startup Oz, talking about the brand new $35 million startup hub in Sydney CBD. As he just said, 11 floors, 2,500 desks, the biggest of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere. I think all eyes will be on it to see how it goes.